As the primary contractor for the 142-mile pipeline, Abengoa Vista Ridge took out a $120 million loan to purchase pipe, though Saw CEO Robert Puente says the pipe is nowhere to be found. Now, as financially troubled Abengoa seeks to turn over most of its interest in the project to Garney Construction, someone has to be responsible for paying back the $120 million loan. Puente says private companies working on the pipeline and SAWS are asking the banks to reduce fees, the loan amount, and the interest rate so Garney can afford to take over Vista Ridge.
If the project that Garney's taking over is less, that burden is lessened, then it actually helps the overall project come to fruition.
But Puente says the banks don't seem to be too interested in renegotiating the loan. He says that could leave Abengoa in charge of a pipeline it can't afford to build. Or, Puente says, SAWS could pull the plug on the current contract with Abengoa. Under what circumstances would you pull the plug?
If the banks that lent out this $120 million don't come to the table and start being more flexible with the terms under which they are negotiating with Garney.
So they're not being flexible at this point?
They're not. And so we need to make sure that they sacrifice like everyone is sacrificing when this kind of scenario is happening.
So you have $120 million out there that has already been loaned, that Abengoa isn't in a position to pay back unilaterally. And so what you're asking them to do is to give a good deal to Garney and its subcontractors.
Correct.
Puente says if SAWS cancels the Abengoa contract, the banks will be on their own in getting their money back. Abengoa will be out of the project. City-owned SAWS could then take over construction of the $884 million pipeline. But Puente says what is more likely is that SAWS would rebid the project and hope the remaining Vista Ridge partners agree to go forward under the current contract terms.
We would want the same entities to submit their proposals, Garney, Blue Water, which are the current ones. And the key to this is if we do that, then it gets rid of a $120 million loan that is burdening this project. So that's the key if we do that.
All of this worries Amy Hardberger, an assistant professor of water law at St. Mary's. She questions whether Garney has the experience to manage such a large project. She says SAWS taking over the project would put taxpayers at risk, which is why private companies were contracted to do that in the first place.
I am very concerned about the thought of SAWS ratepayers taking over this project either now or immediately post-construction because it completely changes that risk analysis. We'd be completely stuck at that point paying for it even if the water did not actually physically appear for any reason.
Puente says the next step could come this week when bankers agree to new loan terms or SAWS considers pulling the plug on the current Vista Ridge contract. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.